to Radhakund and Chaimakund? And anyone who has never been to Radhakund and
Chaimakund?
Even many of you who have gone,
puno vas je bilo već tamo,
you have probably not seen all of these places.
Vidjeli sva ova mjesta.
I'd like us to forget
Željela bih sada da zaboravimo
that this is Croatia.
Da smo u Hrvatskoj.
You have gone on a plane.
Sada ste se popeli na avion.
You've landed in Delhi.
Sletili ste u Delhi.
You took the taxi to Vrindavan.
Onda ste taksijem otputovali do Vrindavana.
You've gone on the road from Vrindavan.
I iz Vrindavana putujete ka...
That's brought you just a little bit north of Kusum Sarovara.
Nešto sjevernije od Kusum Sarovare.
Are you ready?
Spremni ste?
You can translate this also.
The holy place, known as Mathura, is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa-lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarine cream of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill?
Na podnožju Govardhan Briega.
I think what we're going to do is many of the slides have a little bit of text. When I get to a new slide, if you first translate what's on the slide, and then I'll speak and you can translate what I say. Okay. So here we see a little bit
vidimo,
of the hierarchy of holy places as given
mjesta,
in Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Instruction. He explains that Vaikuntha is the spiritual world, the transcendental realm. It is three quarters of the whole creation and is superior to the material world. However, Mathura on this planet is higher than Vaikuntha, since Krishna appeared there in his human-like pastimes. Within Mathura, Vrindavana is superior, because there are the 12 forests in which Krishna plays and is famous for Krishna's pastimes. And deeper, within Vrindavana is Govardhan Hill, which Krishna lifted, where Krishna takes care of his cows, and where he gets together with his beloved Radha. And part of Govardhan Hill is Radhakund, where advanced souls reside, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered and the six Goswamis developed. Their love of Krishna overflows. There are so many pastimes. It is very dear to the followers of Lord Chaitanya. Other Vaishnava Sampradayas, or those not engaged in service, are not usually very interested in Radhakund.
Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kund, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radhakund and, in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, a prakriti bhava, render loving service to the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Astakaliya Lila, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radhakund are the most fortunate people in the universe. Of the many objects of favorite delight and of all the lovable damsels of Vrajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love, and in every respect her divine kund is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radhakund is very rarely attained, even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused.
Here we see how important it is to serve Radhakund.
Da služimo Radhakund.
Why Radhakund?
Zašto baš Radhakund?
Because it's Radha's place.
Zato što pripada
Radha,
to je
Radha's mjesto. She is Krishna's most beloved.
Ona je najvoljenija
Gopi. And therefore her place is as dear to Krishna as she is.
Krishni kao što je ona.
Just like if you love somebody, what's favorite to them is also very dear to you. It's very rare to attain the full glories of Radhakund. Who can attain it? Only those who are advanced in devotional service, who follow in the mood of Radharani's friends. And what is that mood? Of giving everything to Krishna without personal consideration. Those protected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is all of us, and those who are eager to go back home, back to Godhead. How? By bathing as many times as possible, by living there, and having loving service. And the result is that one develops pure love for Krishna, and just like the milkmaids of Vrindavana. Now Prabhupada does say that just going to Vrindavana, you will not see Vrindavana unless you have the proper mood. And one can actually go to Vrindavana in one's consciousness. So please don't think that we cannot go to Vrindavana now in our consciousness. Or we can be there fully and completely. In fact, we can be there more now in our consciousness than somebody physically living there who's not in the mood of serving Radha and Krishna. We're going to start our tour. We have just come from Vrindavan on the Vrindavan Radhakund road. Over here is Kusum Sarovara. Generally, people who do parikram of Govardhan enter in Radhakund on this road, and then they go around Radhakund and Shyamakund like this, and then they continue on the Govardhan parikram path like this. So generally they miss this stretch of the Radhakund and Shyamakund parikrama road. Also, because people are coming in on the Govardhan parikram road this way and going around here and coming out that way, when we enter this way from Vrindavan, we're walking against the human traffic. So as we're coming in this way, the crowd of people is walking in the opposite direction. And here's Radhakund, and there's Shyamakund. So we're going to be coming in this way. We're going to go down here. Then we are going to go a little bit down the Govardhan Parikram path, again going against the current of people. We'll come back down going with the current of people, go down this way, go down a side road, come back. We're going to visit some of the places here. Then we're also going to go on to a side road. We're going to visit the places here, go back onto the main path, go down a side road here, follow this way, and come all the way back here. Then we're going to go into the place where Radhakund and
Shyamakund
meet. Going to go to where they meet, then we're going to go back up there. And here you're going to see it on a map.
Mi ćemo ići unatraške u odnosu na Govardhan Parikrama put.
And we're going to be following with this map the whole time. So again, that was a satellite map. And to show again, we're coming in this way, which is the way you come from Vrindavan. We're going against the Govardhan Parikram traffic. We're going to be following along this road here, up here,
onda ćemo skrenuti na ulicu.
Then we're going here, which is going against the traffic
ovdje,
on the Govardhan, the human traffic on the Govardhan Parikrama road again.
Back down that way.
Here.
Ići ćemo
down this road.
Sporednu ulicu.
Back here.
Vratimo se.
Here. Then we're going to go to this area.
Otići ćemo do ove oblasti.
Continue on. Then we're going to spend quite a bit of time in this area here.
Provest ćemo dosta vremena u ovoj oblasti.
Then we go down this road to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place. Follow along here. See the things on either side of the road here. Come this way. Then we're going to go here to the Sangram, where the Kuns meet, and back here again. And we're going to be following along with this map throughout the presentation.
Obratite pažnju na hramove koje ćemo posjetiti. 1670. Puno izvornih božanstava iz Vrindavana su bili prenešeni u Džajpur. Njihovo prvo mjesto gdje su zastali je bila Radakunda. Mala replika hramova izvornih templova u Vrindavanu su bili izgrađeni na Radakundi. Prativu Murtiji, ekspandirani oblici, nerazličiti od izvornih božanstava, su instalirani na Radakundi da bi ukazali počast gospodinovoj posjeti tamo i to obožavanje se dalje produžilo kroz stoljeća.
So basically all of the main temples of Vrindavana are contained here in an expanded form in Radakund. So one can go to all, because as we were talking about in the beginning, the holy place is within is more sacred. So here we're going to find everything that's found within all of the holy places within the Radakund and Shyamakund area. So first we come to this temple of Radha-Gokulananda, who are expansions of the deities of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And here you see, this is where those deities are on the altar. This temple is very rarely visited. It's on your left, you have to go up a flight of stairs, and then turn to the left. It's not very well maintained. Often the doors are closed, and you have to ask them to open the doors and let you see the deities. Usually they're just kind of sleeping around the courtyard. You want to translate also what's here on the side?
Pushpa Samadhi, Lokanath Goswami i Narottamdas Thakura su se nalaze pored ovog hrama. Također se ovdje nalazi i pećina gdje je prebivao Lokanath Goswami.
Then we come to one of the many sweet shops. Actually, if you turn right at this place, you'll go to Mahanidhi Swami's place.
Ako ide dalje ovim putem, doći ćete do mjesta gdje prebiva... whose place, I'm sorry?
Mahanidhi Swami.
Gdje prebiva Mahanidhi Swami.
Ah. Can you read what it says here? Can you just translate?
Ovdje znači Kundeshwar Mahadev, gospodin Shiva na južnoj strani Radakunde.
So Krishna is very soft and delicate.
Krishna je jako nježan.
Actually Krishna, his original mood doesn't even kill demons, only his Vasudeva expansion kills demons. And in Vrindavan, especially Radakund Shyamakund, he's a very soft, delicate youth.
On je jako, i on
and
je mladić, vrlo
therefore
nježan,
his
vrlo
expansions, his incarnations, his devotees protect unwanted persons from coming into his abode. And one of those protectors is Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva resides at Radakund in each of the four directions. And one of those deities I can't find anymore. It seems to have, he seems to have disappeared. But as we enter in from the south, we come to this temple of Kundeshwar. Generally people are pouring milk and water over the deity and the temple is all full of muddy footprints. So this is an unusually clean shot. So first we should ask Kundeshwar Mahadev for permission to enter into Radakund and Shyamakund. So if we could take a minute and do that.
Za dozvolu da uđemo na Radakund i Shyamakund.
This is the deity dressed up for the appearance day of Radakund.
Božanstvo kako je
odjeveno. This is a large tree that is growing inside of the temple.
Ovdje drvo koje raste unutar hrama.
Then we look to the right and we see
Radakund.
Right there by the Kund is the Sabji Mandi, where you can get many local vegetables. Very tasty at very good prices. And here we're looking over the Kund at the Sangram. This is Shankund and Radhakund, and there you see there's holes in the Shankram where the Kunds flow together. And here you see, in the rainy season during the flood, where the Kunds have completely covered the Sangram. There you see people bathing at the Sangram. And this is, of course, what the Sangram looks like to persons with purified vision. Now, before we're looking somewhat to our right, now we're looking to our left across the Kund. Here we see the bathing place of Janava Mata. Now we keep on walking past to the end of the Sabji Mandi. We come to this concrete structure. And here you can see Janava's bathing place. And this is where the divine couple have one of their swing pastimes. If we turn left from Radha and Krishna's swing, we go to the oldest temple at Radhakund. Can you translate what's
Храм најстарих божанства кој е открио Рагунат Дас Госвами када е први пут ископавал Кунду и ту су они су председавајуќа божанства овде.
Now this is one of the few temples where they don't like you to take photographs, but we managed to get some here.
And
at this temple they also have some cows, and in the Vrindavan area this is one of the few places where the cows are very, very well taken care of. The pujari here is very affectionate to the cows and the calves, and just a very friendly, warm-hearted person in general. Again, not very many people visit there. You have to go off the park round path a little and take a left, and then you have to go up to the left and up some stairs. Okay, now we've gone, that was this old temple. Now we've gone back to the Radhakund Parikram path, and we're going to take a left. When we say walking backwards, we mean that we're walking against the human current, because this road is where everybody enters into Radhakund. As I say, people skip this part of the path.
Svi ulaze na Radhakund. Kao što sam spomenula, ljudi preskoče taj dio koji smo upravo prešli.
So we're going to come on the right side to the temple of Radhakunja Bihari, which was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And here you have the Pushpa Samadhi of Gorkhishor Das Babaji. And these are, of course, the deities of Radhakunja Bihari.
Radhakunja Bihari Božanstva.
So now we continue walking against the traffic on the Govardhan Parikram road. We turn right at a large tree. We walk through this little village. Hardly anybody goes there. And the children are kind of surprised to see visitors. And there's cows and buffaloes. And we come to Malyana Kund. The Kund has been very neglected. At this place, Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka, their friends, were making ornaments out of pearls. And Krishna came up and said, may I have some pearls? And the gopis ignored him. And he said again, may I have some pearls? And they pretended that they didn't see him. He said, you're making very beautiful things out of pearls. May I have at least four pearls, two for the horns of each of, one for the horn of two of my favorite cows. And Lalita said, you want our pearls for your cows? We're not going to give our pearls for the cows. Svoje,
bisere za krave.
Okay.
Dobro.
So Krishna left.
Krishna je otišao.
And he went home and he said to his mother,
Mama,
I want to plant some pearls.
Želim posaditi bisere.
She said, my dear boy,
dragi dječače,
you don't
rekla,
plant
majka.
Pearls.
Ne možeš ti saditi
Mama,
bisere.
I want to plant some pearls.
Ne, želim posaditi bisere.
Okay.
Dobro, ajde.
Mother Yasoda is very indulgent. So she gave him some pearls
Krishna,
and he planted them.
Ma,
I want some milk to water my pearls.
On ih je posadio,
my dear son,
da
we
bi,
don't water plants with milk.
Ono,
Ma,
zaljevo,
I want some milk.
Okay, okay. Želim mlijeka, majka.
So he watered his plants
zaljevo,
and everybody was making fun
bisere,
of him.
And
they grew up
njim,
and they produced wonderfully fragrant flowers and then huge pearls. And Krishna was producing
bisere.
So many pearls that he was decorating all of the animals in Vrindavana, including the female monkeys. So the gopis thought, well, we want to have nice pearls too. So they took all the pearls from their houses and planted them and watered them with milk. But the gopis' pearls disintegrated in the ground and all that grew up was thorn bushes. So now all the cowherd boys, all the calves, all the goats, all the buffalo, even all the monkeys and the birds were profusely decorated with pearls, everyone except for the gopis. So then they came to Krishna and they said, my dear Krishna, we have now destroyed all of our family's pearls and we're in a lot of trouble. You have so many pearls, would you please give us some? He said, why should I give you any pearls? When I asked you for some, you wouldn't give me any. So then they had a very humorous conversation and eventually Krishna made a little box, one for each of the gopis, and he made some pearl ornaments for each one of them and put them in a box and gave it to
them.
So going further on down
dalje,
the Govardhan Parikram path against the traffic, we come to this kund
otoka,
where one time the local children were harassing a jackal with fire. And Radharani saved the jackal, made the jackal a devotee, and had her associates put out the fire. Also at this kund is a very, very small temple of Rameshwara, Lord Shiva, who guards the kund from the west. So again, we should ask Lord Shiva's permission to enter into the mysteries of the kund.
Now we're
going to go back on the Govardhan Parikram path. This time we are walking with the traffic.
Ovaj put idemo skupa sa ostalim ljudima.
So we come in back the same road,
natrag, istim putem,
and now we're with all of the pilgrims continuing to go around
Radhakund.
Immediately in front of us
nas, tačno,
is the Radhakanta temple of Vakeshwara Pandit. This painting
Pandita.
Is on the outside
Ovo
of the temple.
Na
very few people
hramu.
Go to this temple. The door is usually locked. You usually
hram.
Have to bang on it
Obično
for a very, very long time.
Vrata,
and people look like they would have preferred that you had left them
I
doing whatever it was they were doing before
da
you banged on the door. Here are the deities, and you also see this murti of Vakeshwara Pandit. This temple is at the place where Vrikeshwara Pandit in his original form of Tungavidya Gopi has his place. Actually, each of the gopis have their place around
Radhakund.
Directly across the street is the ISKCON temple. This is the temple of Gopal. When the sun rises, it shines directly through the door onto the altar. And Bhaktiswara Damodar Maharaj's samadhi is in the back courtyard of this temple. If you visit Radhakund, if you want to do, say, Dandavat Parikram, or you want to go bathing, you can go there and leave some of your things there while you go around Radhakund. And of course, they'll give you prasadam and like that. Very nice temple. So we've just left that was here. Now we're continuing on the path and we take a left. And then on our left, we come to a temple of Radha Shyama Sundar. We go inside the door. Outside the gate is a bunch of pigs. And here are the deities of Radha Shyama
Sundar.
As many of you can tell, these many of the photographs were taken during the winter, so the deities have chadars on. There's another photograph, and this is the Bhajan Kutir of Shyamananda. And this, it says, the pastime when Shyamananda was sweeping in the Kund, and he found the ankle bell, the ankle bracelet of Srimati Radharani. And of course, eventually, Radharani took it back from him, and she impressed part of the anklet on his forehead to form a new kind of
на негово чело и на тај начин е на тај начин е створена нова врста тилака.
So a little further down the same street,
кроз иста улица, дуже иста улица.
This is one of two Radha Damodar temples of Jiva Goswami.
Шила Джива Госвами је прије био Виласа Манджари Гопи која се налази овде на алтару.
Okay, now we're going to go back down that side street
назад,
and back onto the main Parikram path
until
we come to a temple on the right. Now this is one of the most visited areas in Radhakund Shyamakund, and most of the Parikram pilgrims stop at this place. Here we go, in the door on the right.
To su vrata.
Do you see the Radha Gopinath Deities of Sri Janavat Devi?
Sri Janavat Devi su ovdje smještena.
So originally there was just Radha and Krishna, but Janava Mata, who's Lord Nityananda's wife, felt that the Radharani deity didn't properly match the Krishna deity. So she asked for another Radharani deity to be made, and the sculptor made that Radharani deity to resemble Janava Mata. So she's now also on the altar as Ananga Manjari. Now we're going to go outside. So here we find Janava Mata's sitting place, which you may recall that we saw when we first entered the Kund from a distance. And these are some of the residents there. This is a very nice place to just go and sit and chant. You'll find at noon there are people sitting there reading from the Shastra. Now as we walk from here outside of the Radha Gopinath temple, we come to the Samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. This is one of the three places in the Radhakund Shyamakund area where there's 24-hour kirtan. At least the last time I was there, one of our ISKCON members was also part of the kirtan. Now it is said that out of fear of the Muslims desecrating the bodies of the sadhus, because what they would do is dig up their bodies and then they would put them in the steps of their mosques. So many of the great saintly persons were cremated, and it's often their ashes that were buried in these samadhis.
Svojih hramova, svojih džamija i zato su zato je veliki broj svjedaca za stvari kremirano. Raghunath Das Goswami also?
Probably. Raghunath Das Goswami was the main person responsible for excavating and developing Radhakund and Shyamakund. Although he wasn't the one who did the practical work, he was the visionary, and the one who did the practical management work was Jiva Goswami.
Radio i menadžirao čitavu stvari bio Jiva Goswami.
Okay, we go across the street, and here we find Lord Shiva on the north, and you see there's Ganesh Kartikeya Lakshmi Nandi, and again we ask Lord Shiva's permission to continue with our tour of
Radhakunda.
And then right in the place right next
pored,
to Lord Shiva's temple,
pored hrama gospodina Shive,
we find the footprints of Radharani.
Otiske stopala Radharani.
And walking a little in that same building. Now we were talking about how the deities here are all pratibhu deities, established in the places where the original deities stopped on their way out of Vrindavana. But of course Radharaman never left Vrindavana. But this is established still to commemorate so that all of the holy places are there. This is in the courtyard. This structure is used for dramas. And there's always a lot of cooking going on in this courtyard in these huge pots. And in 1973, Srila Prabhupada visited this temple. Here are the deities. Very rare to find deities of Revati Balaram, who are on the right. Now we cross the street, and we come to another one of these circular stages. We take a left there and enter into a gate.
I dolazimo do kapije.
And here we see the Radha Govinda deities of Rupa Goswami. This is one of the better maintained temples, and the deities are obviously worshipped very, very carefully. We go out of that temple, take a left, and we come to this small, rather decrepit building.
Ove male,
when Raghunath Das Goswami was having Radhakund excavated, they dug a well and blood came out of the well, so he told them to stop. And then Raghunath Das Goswami had a dream that they had hit the tongue of Govardhan. So the Shila was taken out of the well and is worshipped in this temple. And it said that if you circumambulate this temple seven times, it's equivalent to circumambulating all of Govardhan Hill. Then we're going to go back down the alley to the Radha Govinda temple and back up another alley. This is one of the local residents. And here we come to the Pushpa Samadhis of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Vishnudas Kaviraj, and Raghunath Das Goswami. A little ways further, we come to the Bhajan Kutir of Gopal Bhatta Das Goswami. This Kutir overlooks the Sangram, or the coming together of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and another swinging place of the divine couple.
S tog mjesta možemo vidjeti još jedno mjesto gdje se božanski par ljuljao.
Here you see another picture of Radha Krishna on a swing. Can you see the swing?
Radha Krishna na ljuljašci. Možete.
Can you see the swing?
Ljuljašku vidite?
So we go back down the alley, heading towards the main parikram path. We take a right to the Bhajan Kutir of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Ovo je mjesto gdje je Krishnadas Kaviraj napisao Čaitanja Čaritamritu. Raghunadas Goswami bi pričao s njim svakodnevno popodne, u vrijeme trajanja od oko 3 sata o transcendentalnim zabavama gospodina Čaitanje. Dobar dio Čaitanja Čaritamrite se temelji na ovim razgovorima.
This place is very well maintained and in fact it's been renovated very recently, a lot with donations from various ISKCON devotees.
U velikom dijelu uz pomoć donacija različitih ISKCON bhakta.
Now we're going to go into the general courtyard around here and we come to the Bhajan Kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami. Now Raghunath Das Goswami used to sit here by the bank of Shyamakund without any kind of protection from the elements. And in those days there were lions and tigers in the Vrindavan area. Now the only lions in India, I think, are in Gujarat. And one day some tigers were drinking when Sanatan Goswami came to visit Raghunath Das. And Sanatan Goswami saw that Krishna had personally come to protect Raghunath Das Goswami from the tigers. So Sanatan Goswami said, "Raghunath Das, you can't take service from Krishna. Build yourself a hut." But he didn't. Then another day Sanatan Goswami came, and it was very hot. And he saw that Raghunath Das Goswami is just engaged in chanting, crying rivers of tears of love, and Radharani herself is holding up her cloth to shade him from the sun. And Sanatan Goswami says, "Listen, Raghunath Das, it's one thing to take service from Krishna, but you can't take service from Radharani. Go build yourself a hut." So then he did.
Idi izgradi si kolibicu, i onda je on to napravio konačno.
And right next to there is the Bhajan Kutir of Vishwanath Chakravarti
Thakur.
So that was right in this area.
To je u ovom, ovoj oblasti znači bilo.
And these are steps leading down to Radhakund.
Ovdje imamo sada stepenište koje vodi dolje do Radhakunda.
At the top of the stairs on the left is a tree.
A na vrhu stepeništa s lijeve strane se nalazi drvo.
That is Bhima.
To je Bhima.
Actually, when Raghunath Das Goswami was arranging for the excavation of Radhakund and Shyamakund, he had a dream in which the Pandavas appeared to him and said, "We are all here in the form of trees." So to go around the trees, the shape of Shyamakund is not regular like that of Radhakund.
Išao oko drveća, zato je dobio oblik Shyamakunda koji nije pravilan za razliku od Radhakunda.
This is a pilu tree.
Ovo je pilu
it is
drvo.
Said that it was pilu kaže trees that produced Krishna's pearls that we were talking about before.
To pilu drveće
and it's also said that this pilu tree would talk to Vishwanath
Chakravarti
Thakur and tell him many stories of what happened in this place.
Thakuru. I pričalo mu je puno priče o tome što se dogodilo na ovom mjestu.
So now we're going to go down the stairs.
Sada idemo dolje u stepenište. Pilu drvo je dobro mjesto gdje možete objesiti svoju odjeću prije kupanja. Pokačite svoju odjeću.
This is where Radharani and her friends come to take bath every day, midday.
Ovo je mjesto gdje Radharani i njene svakodnevno dolaze u podne da se okupaju.
Now we're looking up at the pilu tree.
Gledamo gore prema
pilu drvetu. To the left we see the tree that is Arjuna.
Vidimo Arjuna drvo. Ovo je mjesto gdje se kupaju Rada i njene prijateljice.
And to the right we see the sangram. Here we see those holes in the sangram we saw in the beginning, remember that? Where Radhakund and Shyamakund are always flowing together. And Radharani gives a benediction that whoever bathes in this place will develop love for Krishna just as she has. Now we go back up the stairs.
Unatrag, penjemo se u stepenice.
We find a desire tree that is a brahmana doing tapasya.
Ovdje drvo želje koje je jedan brahmana koji vrši strogosti.
Then we enter into the courtyard of the Chaitanya Gadadhar temple.
U dvorište Chaitanya Gadadhar hrama.
This is where Gangamata Goswami did her bhajan at Radhakund.
Je prakticirala bhajan na Radhakundi.
She was a princess who came to Radhakund to become a Vaishnava.
Da bi postala Vaishnava.
This is one of the three places where there's 24-hour kirtan.
Gdje se odvijaju 24-satni kirtani.
Here on the altar you find two Govardhan Shilas stuck together as Radha and Krishna.
Koje su skupa kao Radha i Krishna.
And now we're going to go back from
sada
that area to the main parikram path.
Na glavni parikram put.
We've come back down here.
Idemo dolje.
We pass many people selling tulsi beads.
Pored mnogih ljudi
and we're going to go up this side street.
I idemo na ovu sporednu ulicu.
This is one of the few sweet wells in all of Radhakund.
Ovo je samo nekoliko od slatkih bunara slatke vode na cijeloj Radhakundi.
Local residents are here from 3 in the morning until 10 at night.
Od 3 ujutro do 10 popodne, 10 navečer ih možete sresti.
Here we find Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta's
Pushpasamadis. Samadhi, Bhakti Vinod I Bhakti Siddhanta.
This place is also very nicely maintained.
Ovo mjesto se također vrlo lijepo održava.
And here we find Bhakti Siddhanta's chair and cane.
Stolicu I štab za hodanje.
We also find a Western style toilet that he installed in his old age.
Zapadnjački toalet koji on u svojoj starosti tamo uzeo.
For which the residents criticized him.
A za to ga su ga stanovnici kritizirali.
This is where Srila Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta at Radhakund.
Ovdje je Srila Prabhupada susreo Bhakti Siddhantu.
And was told that if you ever get money, you should print books.
Ovdje je dobio instrukciju, ako ikada zaradiš novac, štampaj knjige.
Now we're going to go back down to the parikram path, and here we find deities of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra on our left, who have a regular ratayatra at Radhakund.
Redovito odlaze na ratayatru na Radhakundi.
Okay, now we're going to go.
I sada ćemo ići
down this way.
Ovim putem.
On the right side, we're going to another Radhadamodar, the second Radhadamodar temple. We have to enter in through a gate in the wall.
Kroz ovu kapiju u zidu.
This temple has recently been renovated.
Je nedavno renoviran.
And here we find Jiva Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and the Pratibhu deities of Radhadamodar. Again, it was Jiva Goswami who did most of the practical managerial work for excavating the
kund. Najveći dio praktičnog menadžerskog posla pri iskopavanju jezera.
Now we're going to go across the street.
Sada idemo preko ceste.
And you see, we just came from Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Bhajan Kutir.
Bhajan Kutira, Bhakti Vinod Thakura.
And we've come here to Lalitakund.
Dolazimo ovdje do Lalitakunda.
He says, just nearby my kutir
blizu mog kutira
is Lalitakund.
Se nalazi Lalitakund.
Surrounded by hundreds of bejeweled altars.
Sa stotinama oltara ukrašenih draguljima.
At that place, Sri Radhakrishna can be seen.
Se mogu vidjeti.
Continuously sporting as they expand their pastimes.
Zabavljaju. Igraju kako ekspandiraju svoje zabave.
So to ordinary vision one may see a kund that's not very well maintained.
Onda vidite da ova kunda nije jako lijepo održavana.
But what Bhakti Vinod Thakur sees,
ali ono što je Bhakti Vinod Thakur vidio,
is this.
Je ovo.
This temple of Radhalalit Bihari is right next to Lalita's kund. It's again one of the places it's not often visited. People, they get really excited if you go to that temple.
And
there is an entrance from that temple down to Lalita kund. And this was the best pictures I could get of the deities. You can't see Lalita, unfortunately, in this picture. Now we continue around Shyamakund. We come on the right to the third 24-hour kirtan at the temple of Radhavinod. This temple is right on the parikram path, so it's a place that everyone sees as they go past. On our left side, we find the deities of Radhagovinda.
Nakon što je Maharaj Manipura bio protjeran u 19. stoljeću iz svog kraljevstva, on je došao da živi na Radhakund i uredio je da se podigne ovaj hram. Njegovi nasljednici upravljaju sa hramom i brinu se oko obožavanja.
Then a little further down on the left we find the well where the tongue of Govardhan was found.
Bunar gdje je nađen taj jezik Govardhana.
Across across the street is the sitting place of Madhavendra Puri. This is right on Shamakund. It's in the middle of an ashram. We go down a little further, and on the right we come to a temple of Radha Krishna and the eight gopis. You can see them. Then across the street, this is a hard place to find. You really have to know where the door is, and you go into a very dilapidated building, and all of a sudden you make a turn and you're in this beautiful temple room. These deities are being taken care of by deities from Manipur, but they're obviously very poor. And here, this is a Dvaita Acharya. Then this temple again, you don't really recognize it's a temple from the street, and you go in the building, and it's again one of those really run-down buildings, and you have to make some turns through some hallways, and you come in this temple room with this beautiful black and white marble, and the deities are obviously taken care of with great devotion. These are the Pratibhu deities of Jayadev Goswami. Now we are going to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place. This place was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. These are some of the paintings inside. Outside the window you can see
Shyamakund.
Meditate on the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga.
Yes.
Lord Hari is in his heart. Lord Hari is in his meditation. And he always chants the name of Hari. Gaura Chanda is intoxicated by ecstatic mellows and rolls around on the ground while singing Hari Nam.
I forgot that I had a piece from you, Maharaj.
Zaboravio sam
da,
zaboravila sam
da
imam ovdje i znači dio gdje ti govoriš.
And then we go a little further.
Sad idemo malo dalje,
to the playing platform of Radha and Krishna.
Mjesta gdje Krishna igrali.
Where they play games.
Ondje igraju igre različite.
Then across the street, it's hard to know this is a temple, except that there's three archways, one inside the other. And these are deities from South India, of Lakshmi Narayan. And in order to see these deities, you usually have to wake up the pujari and offer to pay some money, and then they'll open the curtain for you. I've hardly seen any pilgrims go there.
Nisam vidjela da se odvijaju programi tamo.
And across the street again, we come to the Radha Madamohan Temple of Sanatana Goswami. Here's Radha Madamohan with Lalita Sakhi. And now we're ready to go to the Sangram. Of course, everybody goes there, so this is the place where you really get accosted for money and people wanting to give you tours and everything like that. So here we come to many Govardhan Shilas, and here are some devotees bathing at the Sangram. Louder.
Did
you turn it down? Oh. Here's again the Sangram of Radha Kunda and
Shyamakunda.
Here's Then there's a temple on the Sangram, which again, not very many people visit. The pujari speaks English, and if you want to talk to him, he'll talk to you for a very, very long time. He'll tell you all about the history of the temple and the person who founded it, and his interesting Govardhan Shilas. Then we go back out of the Sangram.
Напустимо Сангам.
On the right we find the temple of Горнитай.
Назимо храм Горнитай. Рагунатас Госвами е показал како живети на Радакунди. Он је обилазио Радакунд, одавао је поштовање, на тај начин оставио траг. То је истински Радакунд Васи. Не са Nije samo mantra o sveta imena, već je i nudio, odavao poštovanje tako puno stotina puta. On je pokazao, iskazao jako puno vajragije. On se može okupati u Radakundi. Prije svega, učinite ove stvari poput Raghunathdas Goswamija.
So sometimes devotees ask, should we bathe in Radakund or should we just sprinkle some water on our head? So different people have different opinions, but definitely here Prabhupada saying that if you do Dandavat Parikrama of Radakund, then you can bathe in Radakund. So of course it takes about 20 minutes to just take a quick walk around Radakund and Shamakund. To do Dandavat Parikrama takes about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. And you see many people are doing this Dandavat Parikram. Of course, some people do Dandavat Parikram of the whole Govardhan, and that takes many days.
Oko cijelo Govardhana, zato je potrebno puno dana.
Now we come to the another Radhagopinath temple of Madhupandit on our left. And here is Radhagopinath.
Ovdje vidimo Radhagopinath.
And in the courtyard we find the sitting place of Lord Nityananda.
Gdje je sjedio gospodin Nityananda. Goswami su otkrili sadašnji Vrindavan, uključujući Radakund, po naredbi Čaitanja Mahaprabhua. Kada su došli na Radakund prije 500 godina, nije postojao ni trag onoga gdje i kako se Krišna Lila izvodila. Ne, kada su došli na Radakund prije 500 godina, na tom mjestu se nije nalazila niti traga onoga na koji način su se Krišna Lile tamo izvodile.
So we owe this tour of Radakund to the six Goswamis.
Šestorici Goswamija.
Now we have finished our tour.
Sada smo završili s obilaskom.
We came in over here.
Došli smo odavdje.
Walked in here, saw the Sangram. Saw the oldest temple. Walked backwards on the Parikram path. Saw the temple of Kunja Bihari, the place of the pearl pastime, the deity of Lord Shiva. Walked down this road, there was the Radha Shamasundar temple, Radha Damodar temple. Came down this path, came to the Radha Gopinath temple, Janava's sitting place, went in there to the Samadhi of Raghunathdas Goswami, across the street to Lord Shiva, Radharani's footprints, Radha Raman. Again, crossed the street to the Radha Govinda temple, came in this area to the three Pushpa Samadhis, Gopal Bhatta's Bhajan Kutir, the one swinging tree, Krishna Das Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir, went back down to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir. When we were here also, there's our Pilu tree, and there's our Bhima tree, and when we looked out, this is Radharani's noontime bathing place, and we looked out at the Sangram. We went back here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place, and we followed to Lalita Kund. All those various temples came around here to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place. We went down in the Sangram, came back up again, came to Gornitai, and to Lord Nityananda's sitting place. So I hope you enjoyed this tour.
Nadam se da ste uživali u ovom obilasku.
And I hope that you all actually went to Radhakund and Sharmakund and completely forgot everything else.
Ili da ćete otići tamo I zaboraviti sve drugo.
So thank you very much for letting me do some service for all of you.
Da vas služim na ovaj način.
Thank you very much.